is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Cocked, locked. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Meet up tonight, John Reagan, the unprepared prepper, Ziggy's, and I've got the LEDs that you've ordered. Remember, class, I bought a lot of LEDs. A lot, about a half a mile. Half a mile of LED strips, and I'm going to have a whole bunch at the Get Prepared Expo. So if you're interested in emergency lighting, survival lighting that runs on a 12-volt car battery, we're going to have a bunch of it at the Get Prepared Expo at prices you will not believe. You won't believe. So Frank Underhill's with us, and we've been talking about gold, and we've been talking about the economy, and hour number one, we got a call about expos, and during the break, the last break of hour number one, I got a call from a person who has traveled around the country, exhibiting at preparedness shows, survival shows, gun shows, trade shows. He makes his living. He makes his living traveling around the country, and he's done this for years and years and years. He's been to all of our Get Prepared Expos, too. And he told me what happened at the last preparedness show, which was called the Doomsday Expo. And there was a lot of confusion about the Doomsday Expo. And the reason there was confusion is the name of the expo was the name of a television show. Doomsday Preppers. And Frank, here's what happened. The person who named his expo named it the same as, well, he used the word Doomsday as in Doomsday Preppers. So there's a lot of confusion. People were thinking, oh, this is National Geographic. And then it was touted that National Geographic would be at the Doomsday Expo. So people are thinking National Geographic's putting on their own expo. So that ought to be a pretty big expo, right? National Geographic doing it. Well, it was promoted as such. And the call that I got just about 15 minutes ago was that it was one of the worst shows ever done. Now, that's a quote. One of the worst shows ever done. And this person said that the attendance there was, at best, one quarter at their biggest day, which was Saturday, one quarter of what we see at the Get Prepared Expo, USA Prepares Get Prepared Expo. Here's what I heard. Everyone lost money at the event. Everyone. Every exhibitor lost money. Everyone. Even the promoter lost money. And to try to resurrect the show, they brought in radio and television. They did live broadcasting. They had thousands of handouts. They brought them around town. Nothing worked. Nothing worked. Some exhibitors were so upset that they left before the show even started. Yeah. Yep. Now, selling fear does not work. So what I'm trying to say is ripping off Doomsday Prepper's name and calling it the Doomsday Expo and selling fear does not work. And I have a problem with the name of the show, Doomsday Preppers, because I called Doomsday Preppers and I said, I invite you to come to our expo, the Get Prepared Expo. I invited Doomsday Preppers to come to our expo, Frank, and I wanted to show them that nobody that comes to our expo behaves the way their people did on season one of Doomsday Preppers. And they came to our expo, and they said They said that the Get Prepared Expo is the best expo they've ever been to, by far. They've said it on the air. They've said it on the air. The casting director said that on the air, that we have the best preparedness expo in the country. And the reason is because we don't sell fear and we educate. Frank, can you describe what it was like when you came to the expo?
Well, it was very, very pleasant, actually. I was very surprised how many people from all diverse backgrounds showed up, and you had a wide myriad of exhibitors and speakers, and I think it was more inclusive of society in general as of excluding people. Just when you were talking, to check my email this morning, and one just 2 minutes ago showed up, I got like three different expo invites right now. This one is, I don't want to give the name on. If you want to talk to me after the program, you know, I'll tell you, but you know, I think they mock what being prepared is all about. It's a mockery.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, here's what
happens. Those are very serious people at your exhibit. And what they want to do is they want to bring in every clown and gaff with a shtick to focus the message. And I think, Vincent, I think if anything, it probably even brings discredit to what we're all about. And I don't even like the word prepper myself. I think it's corny. You know, you can be prepared, but prepper? Like, am I in a kitchen preparing food for going out? Or am I, you know, it's an insult and a mockery, and it makes people, like-minded people like ourselves, look stupid. And I'm against it myself.
Frank, let me tell you what I learned about the Doomsday Expo. They had a tattoo artist there exhibiting. Now, maybe somebody can tell me how having a tattoo artist in a large presentation at a preparedness expo, a survival expo, makes any sense at all. Class, I have people call me up saying, hey, I'm going to exhibit at your expo. And I go, let's talk about it. And they go, well, you know, I'm just learning how to prepare, and I'm getting into it, and I've got this store. I'm building an online store, and I want to come to the expo. And I go, come on, forget it. Forget it. If you don't know how to do it, you can't come to the expo. Then we have politicians that want to come and exhibit and get votes, and we tell them, no way. So just because someone has money to come and pay the couple hundred dollars that it costs to exhibit, we don't let them unless they have a germane topic and they're willing to educate and share bona fide information with our guests. Otherwise, they just flat out don't come. So, and let me tell you another tactic that was used, and this one just frosts me. And the reason I'm telling you this, class, is because I don't want you to waste your money traveling to something that you think is going to be something that it's not. What happens is I'll post all of the exhibitors' names on our website and a link to them. And what happens 100% of the time is other expos that are just starting up, and that's fine if they want to start up, but I applaud their efforts, but they've got to do it right, or I'm not interested in working with them. What they do is they will call our exhibitors, and they'll email our exhibitors, because all of their contact information is on our website. And they'll say, hey, you've got to come to our expo. We're going to make you a lot of money. And that's what their focus is, making a lot of money. And here's what some of them do. Some of them will say, just sign up and give us your email address, and we'll email you free tickets. Then what they do is they sell your email address. They sell it, along with everybody else's. I know they do, because I've gotten information from them, and they're telling me that I can buy the email address. I'm not interested. So if they're willing to sell it to me, they're willing to sell it to anybody else. And they are. So that's one thing they do. Another thing they do is there was one expo that was right next to a gun show in the same building. And there weren't very many attendees at the Preparedness or Survival Expo. And this is on the East Coast. So what they did was they said, hey, all you guys, come on in for free. The gun show line is so long. Why don't you come on in and take a look? So when people came in from the gun show, because the expo was free, the Get Prepared type, not our expo, but another expo, because the Preparedness Expo was free, people came in, they took pictures, and they said, wow, look how many people showed up. But they didn't, they were not preparedness-minded people. They were gun show people. So what I'm saying is there are a lot of tricks that are being done. Another thing that's being done is if we say we have 70 seminars, they say they have 75. If we say we have 100 exhibitors, they have 120. If we say we have 100, they have 200. It's nonsense. It's all nonsense. They're all trying to follow the model that we have, and they can't. And here's why. Because we're not trying to make any money. We are not trying to make any money. This is the church of physical preparedness. That's so many great speakers. And if you're wondering, Sheriff Richard Mack is coming to our expo. Why is he coming to our expo and not the other expos? Because we're for real. And Mark Anderson, Frank Underhill, I just got word during the break that Mark Anderson of American Free Press is going to be speaking at our Get Prepared Expo. He was at the Bilderberg Conference in London. He was there. He was there, and he's going to give us a full report. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. They talk monetary policy, so it'd be interesting to hear what he has to say.
Mm-hmm. Frank, we're doing something else at this expo that we've never done before. You know, this there's a war. Alex Jones says there's a war on for our minds. He's absolutely right. And Alex Jones broadcasts on Genesis Communications Network. When we sign off, he signs on, and he's doing a great job. And because there's a war on for our minds, and because mainstream media is lame, they're weak of character, the news is sanitized by mainstream media. Because of that, Frank, we are encouraging people who want to become talk show hosts. We're encouraging them to do so. And we're having a special seminar for those who are interested in starting their own broadcast, how to do it. And we're going to do that at the Get Prepared Expo. We're going to teach people what we've learned. We're going to teach them about Knox University, the University of Hard Knocks, the things that we have learned. Who? That'd be Joyce Riley of Genesis Communications. She's going to do it with us. I'm going to do it. Sam Bushman's going to do it. John Moore's going to do it. And Michael Evans is going to do it. We're going to teach a seminar on how to get into radio and how to get your point across, even if you're a caller.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I found the coolest thing and I tried it, you know? It's my we have a listen line at USAPrepares.com. If you dial this number on your telephone, you can listen to the broadcast. It's the coolest thing. So if you're in your car and you want to listen, you can. If you are, it's like listening to the radio on your smartphone or your telephone. Now, just bear in mind, it's a long-distance charge supply, so be careful when you do it. But for those of you who have unlimited long distance, I'm going to give you the number, 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. I'll give it to you one more time. 605-562-7727. That's the listen line for USAPrepares.com on GCN. And today, hey Frank, today is our very first day broadcasting via satellite one of Europe's largest fleets of satellites reaching 120 million homes. Europe, Russia, North Africa, and the Middle East. It's EU Telsat's Hotbird 13A. EU Telsat's Hotbird 13A. I'm delighted to be broadcasting on domestic satellites right here in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Central America, and the islands, as well as Europe, Russia, the Middle East, and North Africa. Isn't that cool, Frank?
That it is. It increases the audience and therefore more like-minded people will be listening in, and especially in Europe. I have European clients that are very attuned to what goes on here. And also, if it happens, it usually happens first in Europe. So maybe this will help also give a heads up. When I say that, people remember when the UK was, say, the first country to put surveillance cameras on every street corner. Now, in the United States, they're everywhere. Europe was the first to do all this body scanning, and now it's all over here. So whatever happens there catches up here. So good going, Vincent.
Hey, Frank, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about doing is when I wash the vehicles, and we don't do it too often, but I'm thinking about not washing my license plates because, Frank, now, and we put a post on the website, they are now deploying scanners in the United States, and these look like, you know, triangular-shaped light bars on the top of police vehicles.
Yeah, I've already seen them here.
Yeah, they can read license plates. Frank, here's what they're doing. These guys are riding around looking to fatten the coffers of the counties and the municipalities in which they are paid. What they're doing is they're riding around, and all of a sudden, up on the screen comes, hey, here's a guy, here's a tag that is overdue for renewal, okay? Or here's a problem, you can go arrest this guy. These guys are just riding around, and the computers and these scanners and these license plate readers are doing the work for these guys. Electronic surveillance at the... Well, I'm sure it'll go to even a higher degree than it is right now.
Well, Vincent, if you check into any hotel in Las Vegas, that information goes to the police department to see who's in town here.
Wow. You know, when I checked into the sheriff's...
And I'm not making that up. Anyone can go to a website and look for it. Hotel check-in, you know, information goes to the police. If it happens here, probably happens in every state. But, you know, that's another thing, that they run it against their warrants base.
Wow. So, Frank, can you... I went to the Ameristar Hotel in St. Charles, Missouri for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Conference. Yeah, several weeks ago, and I had to produce a photo ID.
Right.
I didn't like doing it.
And they put down the driver's license in the computer.
Yeah. Yeah, so had I been a bad guy, would the cops have been there in 5 minutes?
Oh, 2 minutes.
Yeah. I guess they're claiming they're protecting and serving. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be slight and
what are today's hot
flash today?
God, you're
take when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I was talking with Shane, our producer, during the break, and I mentioned to him, he's relatively new here with us at USAprepares.com, and I mentioned that whenever we decide to give out telephone numbers of Congress critters and types like that, and cell phone numbers, and we advise you to give them a call right now and tell them they're fired, that we have problems with communication between Missouri and Minnesota. Well, we're talking about what happens in Europe, and Frank and I were talking about these license plate scanners and readers and detectors and what's happening with the police. And Shane said, "Hey, we're having some dropouts, and can you reconnect because we're having some problems with the with packets being lost between us and here in Missouri." And GCN in Minnesota. So he and I were talking about that, and it doesn't just happen to us. It happens whenever we here at GCN start giving the hard-hitting information and we start exposing the lies, the corruption, and so forth, that our broadcasts get enhanced. enhanced by those who have the switches and the dials and the mice that they can click on and cause us problems. So, you know, they keep saying to me, hey, Vinny, if you're getting flack, you must be over the target. So there you have it. That kind of stuff happens. So I want to thank Shane for keeping a watchful eye on the packets. And class, as we broadcast, I've got four monitors in the studio, and I've told you that. And one of them shows me the audio metering and how the signal sounds. Another one shows me the packet loss and jitter and frame loss and so forth. And then we have statistics, and then we have the call screen where it shows all the call lines and who's calling and how long they've been waiting and so forth. So, and then we have the news in front of us. So we've got our eye on a lot of different things, and we're really busy here. But I really appreciate Shane taking care of making the broadcast the best that it can be. Frank Underhill's with us. Newsletters, if someone wants one, what are the...
Hello?
And it looks like
go ahead,
we...
Frank.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, I'm here.
We
I'm
lost
here.
Him for a second there.
Okay, Frank, glad you're here. If someone wants, what did they do?
Call my office at 702-987-5449 or simply email me at frank@underhillsecurities.com.
Okay, class, I'm going to give you that number, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. Frank, you help people in the resource sector, don't you?
I do. And I give advice on gold, and, I follow it very closely, and I also speak to people up north there who follow it as well and get their take on what's going on. And I think right now, I think gold looks like it's probably stabilizing here somewhat. You know, you're looking at it taking sharp moves down here. But again, I tell all your listeners, keep your eye on what the dollar does. When Bernanke said last week or 2 weeks ago that he was tapering off buying treasuries or bonds, I thought that would have been good news for gold, but I was wrong. And but I guess now that news is ferreting out, and gold looks like it'd like to make a slight recovery here.
Frank, I absolutely am stunned at the smackdown of gold. I am absolutely stunned, because to me, anyone with sense would be saying, you know what, I want to get out of these Federal Reserve notes. They're backed by debt, a debt that absolutely, positively cannot be repaid. A default is in our future. A collapse of our currency is in our future. Why would anybody want to have digits in the bank or Federal Reserve notes in their hand as compared with precious metals? Other than the fact of having 1 month's worth of transaction digits or Federal Reserve notes to continue commerce. Other than that, I can't understand why anybody would want to subject themselves to Federal Reserve notes.
Yes, can you help me with that? I never bought a treasury in my life, and I frankly wouldn't know where to start. And I think a lot of people are, you know, investors, they, you know, and those are for, you know, banks and institutions and governments. Now, the small investor, I don't think, has any place in this kind of market. Whereas it's a lot easier for a small investor to go into a coin store and buy gold. And I think if you go to coin stores, I think a lot of them probably even have a shortage of gold, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Frank, you and I were talking about, according to the internet numbers, I'm down. I am down in terms of what our precious metals might be priced in Federal Reserve notes. However, I believe it will still buy what it used to buy before the numbers became lower in pricing gold and silver and Federal Reserve notes. Frank, we've got a caller from Prescott Valley, Arizona. Ralph, you're on with Frank Underhill and me, Vin Finelli. You've got a comment about the weather?
Hello.
Yeah, hey, you're on with Frank Underhill and me. Please turn your radio down.
I did. Okay.
Okay. All right. So you've got a question or a comment about the weather in Arizona?
No, I didn't. I had a question or comment. I was calling pharmacist Ben regarding a digestive problem for my wife.
Well, I'll tell you what. You've got the wrong studio at Genesis. We have six studios online broadcasting all at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for calling.
Sure. I dialed the 866-582-9933 number. Is that the wrong number, apparently? Okay.
No, that's the right number for this studio, but you've got the wrong studio. Just go to GCNlive.com. Yeah, go to GCNlive.com. Then click on Listen, and you'll be able to find the studio that you want with the broadcaster you want. There's six of us all broadcasting at the same time. Hey, thanks so much, Ralph. Frank, so I thought he had a comment about the weather because you and I were talking about how hot it is and how dangerous it is.
Well,
and
his call was
weather-related
right
issues.
Yeah, there's big four. Yeah. You know, 19 firefighters killed. I don't know how a fire could wipe out 19 forest fighters. Like someone, you know, put them there at the wrong place at the wrong time or whatnot. But that fellow with the wife's digestive problem, and I think Vincent, like, you know, you're a devout nutritionist, are you not?
I am.
Yeah, you are what you eat.
Yeah, you absolutely are. And Frank, I saw my mom and her brother and her sister, and she was the most concerned about her health and her nutrition. Her brother and sister, younger than she, passed on way before their time. And my mom's still going strong at 90 years old. So I have seen with my own eyes the benefits of eating properly, eating nutritious foods, eating raw foods, healthy foods, food from your own garden, and not doing bad things like smoking and drinking to excess. I've seen the reasons why doing the right thing can help you. And, you know, imagine when a person is at his or her weakest point in their lives, meaning at their oldest, when they are sick and unhealthy. That's got to be a terrible cross to bear. That's not
and
the case with
my... And you do labor. You keep your body in motion. You work
well,
on
Frank,
your
I was
farm.
Thinking yesterday... You know, well, yeah, we do. I mean, we are really busy, and we are working. Over the weekend, we moved about 200,000 pounds of hay from one field to another, stacked it up, and we're getting ready for the winter. So we're about, we still probably have another 70,000 pounds to move. But that's what we do. And all that hay that we moved, we had to cut it and bale it first. So we really are busy on the farm. When I'm not behind the microphone, I'm on the tractor, I'm taking care of the cows, I'm fixing fence, or I'm doing something on the farm. That's what my life is. And that's why we right here at USAPrepares.com understand a lot about the economy. We understand about the manipulation. We understand about the fundamentals because our livelihood depends on it. And we know the system's rigged and we can feel it. And Frank, you know, I've got to buy oil. And I just despise buying oil because when I buy oil, I have to buy thousands of gallons at a time. I'm talking about diesel fuel to run the farm. And a few cents here or there makes a big difference. I used to be able to go to a website and look up the cyclic trends in oil prices. And, August was usually the lowest point of the year, and I could buy my oil and save, you know, a lot of money by maybe $1,000 just by timing the purchase correctly. It's hard to do now because it almost seems that the season is irrelevant. And here's what I mean by that, Glass. And Frank, I'd like you to talk about oil prices and what's happening right now. But Frank, in the Northeast, of the United States, most homes heat with oil. Oil, fuel oil, is the same thing as diesel. Fuel oil number two is dyed red for non-taxed use, meaning farm use, or dyed green with green dye for taxable on-the-road use. So tractor trailers would buy green diesel fuel. I would buy green diesel fuel for our pickup trucks, you know, our diesel pickup trucks, and it would be undyed if it were for home heating or dyed red for farm tractors. Okay? The difference is the tax. All right. That being the case, most homes in the Northeast use about 500 or more gallons of fuel oil to heat their homes. Now, in the hottest part of the summer, nobody wants diesel except the truckers and the farmers, so the use is low. That's when it's at the lowest price, but it doesn't always work. When we come back, I'd like Frank to tell us about fuel prices, oil prices, what is going on. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com, Frank Underhill.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. These guys just don't quit. Now, the TSA is adding dogs at the Denver airport. They want to make sure that not only do they put their hands down your pants, not only do they see through your clothes, now they want their dogs to sniff you. These guys are out of control. We need to fire the TSA. I'm not kidding. I don't think they prevented a single terrorist attack. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. If you want to see the article, it's on the website, usapreparers.com. Boy, it makes me furious. Frank Underhill's with us. And Mike from Tennessee, Mike, you know what line you're on. That's great. You've got a question about gold?
Yes, and first let me say I do not have bursitis or anything requiring immediate medical attention, so we're good to go. I wanted to say something about your expo that I saw that was a really big hit, and this vendor actually sold out, I understand. That was a guy selling grams of gold, and yeah. I spoke to the guy, and when he first got there, he had a whole bunch of product, and the closing day, I went by to see if I could buy 1 or 2 grams, and it was all gone.
Mike, did you see me with an interaction with a reporter that wanted to get information from me?
I did, and I was I don't know the proper words, but you did what I would have done, and you handled that with grace and finesse and a subtlety that this young man was not prepared for. You basically had a guy asking you a bunch of personal questions about your operation and your own personal business that was nothing that he should have been asking about. And you turned the tables on the guy. You started asking him, well, do you have a driver's license? How do I know who you are? And you started asking him a bunch of personal questions. Just, you know, you didn't miss a beat. And the guy's struggling, looking for his license, and he's starting to look nervous. And I'm standing about 3 feet away observing this, and it was so poetic and just, you know, classic. And I really appreciated your holding him accountable to show who he was so he could see, and I don't think he caught it right on, but it was to show him, now how do you feel when the shoe's on the other foot? You're being questioned about what your motivations are and who you are and what your intentions are. Because he asked you about prepping and what do you do and what resources do you have, and it's like, you know, there's certain things you don't ask because it's none of your business.
Well, Mike, he asked me how much food I have and do I have 2 years' worth of food and so forth. Do I have gold? And I said, I said, how much money do you have in the bank? Do you have any diseases that I need to know about? I'm really concerned about you. Let me see your driver's license. And he's fumbling to pull out his driver's license. And he pulls it out, and I grab it from him. I put it down on the table. I took two photographs of it with my phone. And the guy, his knees were knocking. But, yeah, I did turn the tables on him. And I let him know in no uncertain terms that what he was doing was absolutely out of control, unacceptable, and I was not going to tolerate it. But, yeah, and I don't think he's coming back. But, Mike, you got a question about gold, or was that it?
That's why you guys, you have so much information, and I originally called because I wanted to talk about the fact that there was a fellow there selling gold, and he sold out. And you were talking earlier about expos that people weren't making any kind of a return on their investment in the expo, and this is one guy. You know, and of course, buying gold, a lot of people would say, well, that's a luxury. That is something that is, you know, something you do after you pay the bills. But people bought this guy out. And I sell hay. I grow hay. And that's kind of one of my things I do. I kind of, like you, have a lot of different interests. But I advertise that I will sell hay for Federal Reserve notes or silver coin. And I recently had a guy call me wanting to buy hay, but he didn't want to trade in Federal Reserve notes. He had gold coins. And so I had to do the calculations, but it looks like I'm going to sell a guy in Southeast Missouri a load of hay for maybe one coin or two. We'll see.
There you go. There you go. Mike from Tennessee, I appreciate your call. And that's what's happening. People are getting out of Federal Reserve notes, Frank. They're getting out of them. They want a deal on the barter system, and they want the government out of our lives. We've had it. We've had it. Mike from Tennessee, thanks so much for giving us a call. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. And if you'd like to call him, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. Frank, thanks so much for being with us on our very first day broadcasting in Russia, Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. Frank,
how's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled A-L-K-A-Vision. Or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.